You're listening to Kenamit, a podcast series dedicated to highlighting Afro-German community, camaraderie, and the methods used to create a sense of unity. Stay tuned for more. Welcome back to another episode. In this episode, we're going to talk about friendship and dating, okay? Making those connections with other Afro-German people, actually creating relationships. And first, we're going to start off with friendship. I asked a lot of questions about how do you make friends? What kind of friends do you seek? Please describe your friend group to me, just so that I could get an understanding of the types of people that Afro-Germans were keeping around them. And I found it interesting that there was mixed responses with who was in their friend group and for what reasons. My goal in asking questions was to see if people were actively seeking friends who had similar skin tones as them, so Afro-Germans seeking other people of African descent to be friends with or not. And since the responses were mixed, some people were saying that they were actively seeking Black friends because, you know, off rip, they feel more comfortable, they feel more understood, they feel that they would have shared experiences and cultural backgrounds, and all in all can relate easier to that person and creating a bond. Some people said that they felt like with the lack of connections with Black people as a young child, moving into young adulthood, they decided that they wanted to actively pursue these relationships because of the lack thereof during their childhood. So the Afro-German community is very small. It's less than 1% of the population in Germany. So as a young child, it would be very hard for you, especially if you live in a small village, for you to make friends that are of same skin tone as you if you are African or have a migrant background. So those were some of the reasons that Afro-Germans were actively seeking friendship with other people of African descent. Here are some other examples of answers that I got during those questions.
There was a time in my life where I did actively seek black friends out, period. Because, yes. And I even wrote this girl on Instagram once. I was like, I saw you on the bus the other day, and I don't want you to think I'm weird, but I really want to be your friend. And we've been friends for like 3-4 years now.
Oh, wow.
So it worked out because she was like, oh my God, I used to see you at the club. You were so crazy. I just didn't know that. I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I do. It's like, you want to be friends? Okay, let's be friends. We're friends.
And then when some people said that they didn't seek Black friends, well, I had to ask because, you know, as an African American woman, I find that it's very important to keep friends who look the same as you around you, just for that comfortability and to feel that somebody else will have the same experience as you in a given space. But some of the reasons that people didn't seek Black friends was that they happened to have really great friends in their childhood that just happened to be white, and they remain friends into adulthood. And that's completely understandable. Somebody that you create a trusting bond with in childhood, you would continue that relationship in adulthood. Some other people that I interviewed said they honestly just didn't care about skin color, and only that person that they were creating a bond with was a decent human being. They were openly supportive of Black causes and issues, which both publicly supporting the causes and privately having those discussions and checking their own biases that might exist. So, you know, these are all really great reasons as to why you wouldn't seek skin color as like a certain criteria to create a friendship. But some people said that they just honestly didn't have Black people around them to connect with, or they felt like they were outcasted by Black people near them because they didn't come from the same country. And I really found this interesting because that seems like some bias to me within the African, the Afro-German community within Germany, you know, showing bias against someone who perhaps doesn't come from the same country. For example, if you're from Kenya and somebody else is from Nigeria, you don't really mess with them. And I find that really interesting because there are similar attitudes such as that in the United States, where you have somebody who's light-skinned and someone who's dark-skinned, and there may be a little bit of prejudice or bias against them because of where they come from, or the specific blood that they have within them, the specific heritage that they represent. Groups discriminating against different types of people, and especially different other types of Black people. So, you know, the community isn't as welcoming or inclusive as it might seem as far as creating friendships. But I do think that is honestly dependent on, you know, your personality, the personality of the person you're trying to create a connection with. You know, if someone doesn't want to create a friendship with you because of your background, you know, that's really nothing you can change. And I feel like if someone wants to create a genuine friendship, you know, cultural background shouldn't be a deciding factor. But some of my participants in my study really found that that was something that occurred. During my conversations, some of my participants mentioned the reasons that they were given as to why they couldn't make friends with a certain group of people that were of African descent as well. And some of the answers I got were really interesting. For example, one person said that they weren't Black enough to be considered friends with this certain group.
Manchmal gibt es dieses, du bist nicht afrikanisch genug. Also, oh, weißt du, das gibt's halt schon, so dieses, ja, und dann denke ich halt so, das ist jetzt nicht mein Problem, also.
Another woman's talked about how there's a little bit of opposition between countries that represent Francophone or Anglophone cultures, and I found this really interesting. That stems from a historical and colonial time period, the Francophone and Anglophone cultural aspect of these African countries. So it's really interesting to me how something that comes from the colonial time period still affects relationships between different African groups in the contemporary time period. Next, we're going to get into dating within the Afro-German community. And most of the Black women that I spoke to, they prefer to date Black men. Some of them actually had no preference at all, whether they were white, Black, white German or Black German or African or any other migration background. But a lot of the women that I spoke to just find it difficult to find a Black man specifically who shares similar interests or values as them, and also someone who understands them, which is a problem that I find anybody could have. It's not specific to the Afro-German community.
I prefer someone who's Black or mixed or, you know, something. Yeah. I prefer that. I'm actually coming to the point where I'm struggling, like, okay, do I want to be open? Because Black men are, you know, like I said, we're less than 1% of the population.
Right.
Then on top of that, you have to, you know, I think like there's like maybe 500,000 Black people in this whole country of what, 80 something million?
Yeah.
And so there's 500 something of us, we'll say, just to be fair. So it's a quarter of a million Black men scattered all over this country. And then let's say maybe half of them are unsuitable because they're either, so now that's 125,000 scattered across this country that may be suitable for dating. It's like, nah, I'm sorry, but it's not gonna happen. Like, there's no way. That's just too little. Because that's not saying that's 125,000 in my area. That's scattered across the country. So it's like, so I'm really struggling with the, do I want to be open? And it's not that, I mean, I have dated in the past, but it's like after having gone back to the States, because growing up, well, I mean, not from my kid years, but from like 13 and becoming an adult here, is like then going back to the States and like really understanding what it means to be Black and then come back here. It's like, I'm struggling now with the whole, do I really want to be open? Is it okay to be open? Are my ancestors going to be upset with me being open? You know, so I don't, that's just where I'm at with the dating thing.
But what might be specific to the Afro-German community is that there's a large number of Africans who live in Germany. The African population is very large. And so what a lot of Afro-German women find is that they are being approached by African men, but the women perceive them to be a little bit more aggressive because of the different cultural boundaries. Such, for example, a lot of Afro-German women associate African men with more conservative attitudes towards women's liberation, so sexual freedom, you know, expressing yourself with your clothes in the way that you would like. So there's just some perceptions of African men that kind of hinder Afro-German women from speaking to these men, but also wanting to be pursued by these men.
The black man who was born here or has been living here for a time now sees this kind of aggressive approaching, like holding your hand, and if you say no, that he doesn't stop, and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. He sees that we over here, we don't like it, and we do care about our personal space and don't want to be grabbed by our arms at the first time. And I think that's something that has to stop, and that that our fellow black brothers should educate or teach to the other black brothers. And even though I think that's a really big problem in the black community in general.
Another problem that was spoken about in the interviews was that honestly, there's such a lack of black people and Afro-German people in Germany that some areas just don't really have that option. And as someone who's trying to establish a life, you don't really want to put that on hold because there's not a certain type of man around, a certain black man around, you know. And I think that's where the no preference at all comes in of, you know, if I can just find someone who loves me, who I love, you know, then skin color really doesn't matter. I find that the perception of aggression restricts black women from approaching black men in a friendly manner. Because honestly, in the conversations, a lot of women spoke about how they feel like if they approach a man in a friendly way, they're going to come onto them and try to flirt with them or be forward with them. Of the women who said that they usually only date white men or have only dated white men in the past, they mentioned fetishization. And if you're not familiar with the term fetishization, it's when somebody makes a fetish or an excessive interest in an object or an idea of an object. And in this case, we're talking about the over-sexualization of black women and black men and their and the exoticism, quote unquote, their exotic skin color, exotic facial features, exotic hair, whatever you want to call it. And so a lot of my participants spoke about how they felt fetishized in some relationships where they weren't with black men or men of African descent, which kind of emphasizes, I guess, a need for a little bit of understanding or similar background so that understanding can be held within the relationship, as far as understanding that historical connotation of dark skin and fetishization. Some participants found that the reasons why they didn't date black men all their life in German culture, they were told that black skin is not beautiful. And you know, when you're being told your whole life that something isn't beautiful, that's conditioning. And as an adult, since you were conditioned as a child to think a certain way, of course you're going to think that way as an adult until you actively create those changes or you are being told otherwise through other sources. Through German culture and growing up in German culture, a lot of my participants struggled at some point in their life with associating their black identity to something that was positive, something that was beautiful, which then unfortunately sometimes translated into how they go about creating relationships and bond, as well as how they see themselves within those relationships. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Kenemy. Stay tuned for more.